Most of us know our culture's classic myths and fairy tales about Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, and Little Red Riding Hood. But how does it feel when a young person learns the truth about the stories handed down from generation to generation? This week on Dayton Youth Radio, we'll find out from one teenager who has some strong feelings about how parents lovingly mislead their kids.
My name is Melina Hampshire, and I'm 16 years old. My favorite color is blue.
The color blue is, like, way better than other colors to me.
I love to read, watch movies, and I love to listen to music. My story is about fairy tales. Not the Disney fairy tales that ended in a happily ever after, but the original editions that made them unique. I believe that passing down stories to each generation is the best tradition because they have so many meanings and lessons to be learned, like teaching children to be careful around strangers. It's bad to lie, don't become greedy, etc. When I was 7, I remember watching movies like Cinderella, Snow White, and Sleeping Beauty, and I'd remember listening to stories like Little Red Riding Hood and thinking, what's the point of this story? So I decided to look into my favorite fairy tales to see what was missing. And as I got older, I realized that the original editions included endings or details that weren't so happy. Last month, I was given a first edition copy of The Brothers Grimm, translated by Jack Zeebes. I hadn't even known this book existed, but it contained the original stories of Cinderella, Rapunzel, Sleeping Beauty, and many others. The book was a puzzle piece, backing up articles and videos all claiming that these tales were darker than the ones we were told. I learned that in Cinderella, her stepmother urged her sisters to cut off a bit of their foot just to be with the prince. Snow White's stepmother was actually her real mother, who wanted her daughter's heart as proof of her death, and Snow White was only a child. In Hansel and Gretel, their stepmother was their real mother who decided to abandon them in the woods. And in Little Red Riding Hood, the wolf's stomach was filled with stones and he was skinned right after his death. It was an eye-opener that these original tales showed that the world was not a happy-go-lucky place. Learning these things gave me mixed emotions. I couldn't tell if I were happy to discover these stories or angry or sad because they weren't being told in their original fashion. It made me sad because when children discover the truths of the world, the modern fairy tales that they would grow up to love would become just stories that gave false hopes about society. Like, not everything that happens in real life is going to be a happy experience. Not everyone you'll meet will be good. Things that children really need to know. But if we keep changing the stories, we lose what made those stories so great and the lessons that come with it. Changing the tale for the sake of making it more happy for kids takes away some of the reality that the story was told for. I want to know from parent to teenager why we do this to our stories. Why are we shielding our children from the reality of these tales so much? They could do so good in preparing them for society. Think about it for just a second. What life would have been like for you if the tales you knew growing up were told in their original form? Do you think you'd have a better perspective? For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Melina Hampshire signing off.
That was The Grimm Reader, written and produced by Melina Hampshire, a junior at the Dayton Early College Academy. Special thanks to Ann Rasmussen at DECA. To hear more stories from this series, visit our website at wysl.org. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basine Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.